I'm so excited I could...
It's time for the show with no name with Tommy Smith, David Basil, and Roger Scott. We're taking your calls at 433-1037. Now, back to the Antique Brick Outdoor Studio.
There we are. Live up on the ridge. Village Creek Golf Course, one of the best I've ever seen in my life.
It's called the Ridges at Village Creek. Of course, Village Creek is the state park. We've been talking about the golf course. There's 27 holes. We played the West course, the West 9, which we're talking about the Leroy. Is it Donald?
Dango.
Spell it.
D-A-N-G-E-A-U.
Dango.
Dango.
Dango. Larry Dango, who is one of the greatest players in UCA football history. How about that? Town in France. Well, he was saying that he said the West was you thought there was another nine that was even prettier than the West, though.
The East.
I tell you, it's hard to top that West that we played yesterday. I mean, it was absolutely gorgeous. Yeah, we do. He's over originally in Forest City and over here playing today. And we've got Ranger Vicky. What's your last name again?
Trimble.
Yeah, glad to have you.
Thank now, you got horseback riding out here and all kinds of stuff,
we
right?
We have everything out here. Village Creek State Park caters to diverse user groups. I mean, we've got the cabins, the camping, the mountain bike trails, a horse camp. We've got fishing lakes. We've got it all here. In addition to all of that, I mean, just being in this natural area, we've also got great things for families to do. We've got nature programs, day camps, you know, things for families and kids. It's just a one-stop shop here.
Yeah, it is. Has Roger asked to have free room and board at any time in the future?
Okay.
Yeah.
He
probably has.
Yeah,
he did.
When we met.
But here's, you know what? Let it be known, I wanted weekend rates.
I think we were all a little surprised at how inexpensive the cabins are that you can have two bedroom, you got two twin beds, king size bed, and a pull out on the couch for about $120 bucks.
You know,
about
$120. And it sleeps eight people. Two bathrooms, I mean, you've got it all here.
Yeah.
And the camping sites are pretty inexpensive.
Inexpensive. We've got about $20 a night for 30 amp and water, and about $30 a night for 50 amp water and individual sewer.
And y'all are pretty, we've always said it's pretty competitive. You Rangers in your parks. I know that it was Mike Wilson said that, you guys are pretty nice as their park over
there. Well, of course, we're all kind of partial.
Yeah. Territory. Well, you got the biggest one, right?
We do, as far as acreage that belongs totally to the state park system, Village Creek's the top.
Of the 7,000 acres, how much can you actually get to if you wanted to try to – the horseback ride
all-terrain.
The whole thing or the whole thing?
We've opened up almost all of the park with the new multi-use trails, that mountain bikes and horses. And if you want to see the most dramatic and well-preserved sites that is actually a natural area of Crowley's Ridge, go out on the multi-use trails. You will not believe it. It's absolutely beautiful.
I guess you guys don't allow four-wheelers, do you?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Okay.
Can we take a golf cart up on the ridge?
Oh, they took an RV down a golf cart.
Wow. Unbelievable. We thought we'd seen it all.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you have horses here.
For no. People, do you have to bring your own horse?
Okay, well, I knew that. I didn't know if you. Okay.
It's BYOH.
Okay.
BYOH.
Right on. You got a little donut on you. You're eating your donut there.
But we've got it's a horse camp where you can bring your own horse camp, and we've got stalls for you, and then 23 miles of trails to ride. So we're really picking up on the equestrian clientele as well. So they're really, it's really picking up there.
And you're proud that you've got the even though it's not official, you've got the biggest bass in the history of the state.
Isn't came that out amazing? 16 pounds, 4 ounces.
Two lakes. You got Lake Austell.
Lake Austell, Lake Dunn. They're about 85 surface acres each. And I have seen the shock reports from Game and Fish, and there's a whole lot bigger bass out there.
And when you say that, you mentioned that row of shock reports.
What's that?
They come
well,
in.
What they do is they do like they have to do like a length, frequency, distribution, species, you know, the sizes. So they sample the lakes periodically.
How?
You can do like a boom mount shocking.
So they actually put like electricity through the water and it kills
the
fish?
No, they stun them. They float to the top.
He stunned the fish.
Like a stun gun.
Stunned the fish, and the big fish float to the top.
And then they weigh and then look at the species account.
Does that not damage? Does that not hurt the fish when you do that?
No, they're actually pretty good.
And they just start wiggling again, boom, right back in the water, huh?
Off they go.
Wow.
I still think that we ought to do that to you once, see what happens.
What?
The stun gun.
So they said,
you know, I do it, but
they are
I'll
bigger than 16 pounds here. See, that to me, Lake de Grey looks more, this place looks more fishy than it does
swimmy.
I think I'd rather fish here than swim here and rather go to the trails. And de Grey, I'd rather, even though you do kayak, you do the same things here.
You got kayaks here?
We do. That's what's so unique about the Arkansas State Park system is each one is unique and offers, you know, its own individual experience.
Yeah, we've been to Petagene, we've been to De Grey, we've been to Magic Springs, and here.
We go to Nebo.
And there's something special about each and every one of them. Because you go to Petagene and you got the view, which is just fantastic. You go to De Grey and it's in a part of the state where there's not much else and it's a one-stop deal. Mm-hmm. You can do it all golf, swim, and then here you got Crowley Ridge, where it just comes up out of nowhere.
And history, too.
Trail of Tears. I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah. We've got one of the most well-preserved portions of the actual Trail of Tears here on Village Creek. And the reason it's so well-preserved is that it's the soil type that is unique to Crowley's Ridge is very erosive. And wherever there's a roadbed created, even the one that was built and was utilized for Trail of Tears, continues to erode, so the exact trail is preserved on the park.
Huh. Have you ever found any artifacts?
No, we had.
Interesting.
Yeah, but it's beautiful.
Skeleton?
You can actually access that trail on portions of the trail system here. It walked the same trail that the Native Americans did.
Roger thought, Tommy, you weren't with us. Roger said he thought he saw a black cat. Like, not a house cat, but a black cougar. Cougar?
Technically, the mountain lion isn't in the area, but I have seen the tracks. Numerous personnel have seen the actual animal.
It's like the dirty little secret of the Game and Fish Commission. They don't want. Is that the one they don't want to acknowledge, the cougar or the mountain lion? They don't really want to say much about that for some reason.
They were officially extirpated from the state years ago.
Excuse me?
That's
extirpated.
That's not spitting.
They got rid of them.
Extirpated.
They disappeared.
The cool part is seeing whether they were that or the deer tracks when you're on the golf course.
Yeah, Tommy saw. That's right. Tommy saw deer tracks in the track.
Yes, they were deer.
Yeah, it looked like it. Yeah.
I hope they were.
Might have been turkey.
Yeah.
And then also we were in your visitor center, and you had the beaver, and you had the big the otter. You had an alligator here, but that was not extirpated.
Very nice. Educational purposes. Village Creek is big on natural education, the school groups, the children, getting them excited about natural resources, and because they'll be the decision makers one day. So we want to get them excited about what we've got.
But you got otters and stuff like that up here?
Oh, absolutely.
I'll be damned.
You ever have anybody get lost in all your 7,000 acres?
Yes.
I imagine so. You get lost, your cell phone.
That's right.
Work.
What do you do? What do you do? Scream?
Yeah. That's why if you ever get a chance to go out on our multi-use trail, every single intersection is marked with a number, and we've got our GPS coordinates out there in the cell. You actually get cell phone service on those multi-use trails.
How long would it take for somebody? Do you have a trail through all seven? I mean, through pretty much all the acreage you have here.
Yeah, but I mean, there's big distances between the trails, so there's a lot of open woods out there between the trails. But
if Roger and I want to come back, spend the day together, hiking.
Yeah.
How long would it take for that to us to get through your 7,000 acres?
Oh, it's several hours.
That's it. Okay.
Because I can. I'm.
That's not jogging though. That's just walking. Yeah.
I ride the trails. I'm a big trail rider, equestrian, and I ride the trails, and I can make an easy 8-hour trail ride out there.
Well, it's amazing how we were looking at some of the land that had not been developed. We were thinking, you know, these people had to build a golf course over here. They had to look at this and go, why in the heck are we going to do this?
It was a challenge.
Yeah, I think I will certainly go on record saying it's the prettiest nine holes I've ever played seen.
It is gorgeous. Was it the east we went on first?
He said it was
east
west.
Or west?
West.
West. It is
it
just
took
gorgeous.
Us an hour or two to drive the other 18. It was so big. Well, you got holes that are 600 yards long. I
mean, they got a good water sprinkler system.
Jesse, if by the sprinklers?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
They'll knock you out of your cart, won't they?
Yes, they will.
We've got some callers. Do we still have callers, Big Baby? Big Baby?
Yes.
All right, go ahead. Put a couple of callers on, but I think one of them was the fact that give some of the fees for the course.
Yes. During the week, 18 holes with cart, $39 plus tax. Weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, $45.
$39 and $45.
Very reasonable.
Okay. Oh, very, very, very reasonable.
What did we say that was there a polling that had what is the number one as voted by somebody, the number one public course?
I've seen various polls.
I don't think I've ever heard what is voted. They're up there in Northwest Arkansas.
Haven't been here, so we've only
been
open a month.
This has only been open a month,
They'll come here. And we failed to mention, too, course record 65 from the tips.
Yeah, I find that hard to believe.
You say from the tips, that is the 7,500 yard. And who did you say the guy was?
Robert Gámez from
Robertson,
the tour.
He's the head of the fan club of Robert Gámez.
Gámez.
That's what I said.
You said Hammond. It didn't even go full words.
And Tommy pointed out. I think Tommy pointed out that he could tell the greens were at eights. We're around eights, between eights and nines.
And my infrequent visits to the green.
Your putting prowess.
Yeah.
With your putting experience, yes. You knew right off the bat.
Yeah, I had plenty
out.
Of experience on the green.
I heard you say they were stamping about
yeah,
eight.
Yeah, stamping about
eight. I think that was the word you used. There were some other words
there
you
were
used
a couple,
as well.
I'd take off with three clubs. I took off with a 7-wood, an 8-iron, and a putter. And I said, shit, I'll just play the whole bit. And I did. Well, and I took off all. And by the end of the second hole, my back was sweatier than it's been in
oh
a
my
year.
Gosh, yeah.
And if you remember earlier in the show today, they mentioned that you had such a good short game, but I never saw anything but short shots.
That's how it was.
Boom. Well, you know, Jesse's such a nice host, but it also was the type that it took him about 30 seconds to start hammering us with barbs.
And Marcel were just, it was just boom, boom, boom. I felt like Sonny Corleone.
We were so bad they ran out of one-liners after the first
hole. We were going to stay with y'all. This is you. We were going to stay with y'all for a couple of hours. We figured we'd just leave y'all alone. I got better things to do. And we had no more callers now. I guess you answered the question for most of them on the greens. But we did have someone that said that Hendricks does not play until next year.
Okay, so they're just in the process of building. Well, Vickery is probably a consultant.
He's assistant coach.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
I think for your website, too, I guess, Randy or Vicky, that ArkansasStateParks.com, or do you have your own particular
website? You can go to ArkansasStateParks.com, and then it's a great website. You can look up all the parks on there.
How about some – do you have anything about maybe having Ranger Olympics to see who's the best Ranger? Yes.
It's been kicked around.
Now, we have heard a story, Tommy, through the grapevine. We can ask Ranger Vicky, if it's true about Charlie Rich, that Charlie Rich used to drive around. Have you heard anything about that story?
The rumors are true.
That he used to be
a frequent visitor.
In his Cadillac.
In his silver Corvette.
Corvette, here, just driving around here, maybe
he loved it out here.
Not realizing where he was, maybe.
Occasionally.
Well, if you're going to drink and drive, it's a place to do it.
I asked Jesse if he knew. Jesse didn't know that we were the home of Glenn Campbell and Johnny Cash. He thought Johnny Cash was from Tennessee.
You old rascal, you.
How about that? See, the Tennessee folks don't know.
No, they don't. Well, you know, he didn't say a whole lot about it for so many years.
Well, they didn't have a great memory of growing up here, I'm sure.
Well, there's that, yeah.
And he wasn't here that long.
And hell, he doesn't know where he was.
Well,
that's where Elvis was.
Yeah, I said Charlie Rich. Didn't Conway Twitty spend a little time here or no?
I don't know. That's
you know what? They
I
actually
he
say he was born here.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And then he moves. But did he get his name from Conway?
It's Conway, Arkansas, Twitty, Texas.
Look, RJ has already gotten the girl over here to wearing the he will start asking for more favors later. Just the young lady, just be careful. Gloves, hats.
I ain't even going to go there.
Well, and the bank that brought us our
First National Bank of Wynn. RJ is meeting everybody around here.
He knows the name.
They were very hospitable. They called yesterday and wanted to bring us breakfast.
That's a nice little drive for them out here, too.
Yeah, about 15 minutes. I want to thank Lisa Jackson and all the folks from First National Bank of Wynn for bringing donuts and Coke Zeros and Diet Coke.
Yeah, listen,
and
that's all RJ wanted to do was Coke Zero is what
that's
RJ
all
wanted.
Oh, and they brought us
a
goodie bag.
Don't ask Tommy or David. You know. Oh, yeah, that's your gift bag right there.
No, first person that comes by here and wants to play golf today is going to win a First National Bank gift bag courtesy of them. So.
Woo!
First person that comes by and gets a green fee today wins this little gift bag.
He's got a lot of fake money out.
You mentioned we're at Mount Nebo next week. Isn't Nebo the highest or is magazine?
Magazine's
the
highest. The
highest. Magazine.
Vicky
yeah.
knows. But what is the significance of Nebo?
What is their hook?
Yeah, what
well,
is
it? It's beautiful. That was started with the CCC construction. That's where our park system was born, when we had the CCC construction, Pettigene.
What is CCC?
CCC.
Civilian Conservation Corps.
Okay.
The works.
And this place
back
is not.
In the 30s.
Well, yes, but here, this in like the great Tommy and Roger, this was in 70. This was opened in
1976.
Not very old, and no. The great was 72 when it was opened.
Well, it was the 1800s. You know, Village Creek is what cut a swath right through this area.
Yes, that's right.
And it was the 1800s that they went ahead and made that road, because they had to get a post office from Memphis to Little Rock. They had to get the mail going.
And that's this correct. Unique geological formation gives it just unbelievable.
When you went to Park. Last night.
Topography.
Boom.
I throw that out there every once in a while.
Yeah, our TV obviously went out.
That along with expatriate.
What
was it again?
Expatriate.
What was it?
Expatriate.
Hunted out of existence.
Come on, give me the word again. Go on.
Extirpated.
What's that mean?
I mean, it means, but it's, I've never heard that
it's
word.
It's an official game and fish.
Yeah, it's a animal.
Well, you don't know what expatriated means. So what the hell are you talking about? The only reason I know about is a bunch of drug lords went out to Central America and they expatriated Americans.
Well, they were kicked out.
On the Nebo deal, there's another Nebo.
Well, now here's
the Captain Nebo that was in.
It's Nemo.
No, not Finding Nemo.
Nemo.
No.
Yes, it is.
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea?
It's Nemo.
Is it?
Yes.
So they stole that Finding Nemo. They stole that from
Captain
Nemo.
Well, maybe they had somebody from that area who had a lisp. Let's go out to Nemo.
Oh, my God.
Or like you
now you're mocking everybody. You mocked the black.
Mount Nebo.
It's Mount Nebo. Yeah, exactly. I think what it was, dude fell down and he scraped his knee and elbow. Did I hurt my Nebo? At Nebo. All right, now
I can't make the ranger from Mount Nebo.
Some of my closest friends are rangers. Now, we know that, because he was asking about the one thing about Nebo or magazine, we know that Pettigene is the oldest. Other than a lodge here, we know that the Gray is the only resort. And this one right here is the largest one.
Largest as far as land mass.
Now, when it goes to Nebo, do you know anything offhand?
Oh, everything.
Is it bigger? Does it have this? Does it have this at the other
one? It's got those signs that say caution. People have fallen to their death.
It is a hard, okay. It is a steep drive up Nebo's mountain.
Hang gliding is a big thing.
Hang gliding.
We've seen that. Well, let me ask you this now. Since they have those signs there, I guess more, because that's the ones you keep talking about. But the one thing that the park system has done, just like at Pettigene and here, they don't screw up with a lot of the natural beauty of it. You just got to be smart and not step out there. They don't put a bunch of signs and rails and everything on it.
For danger issues.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they don't want to.
Have you had, as the head ranger here, have you had to save people that are that have somehow gotten themselves in trouble, or is this a pretty non-dangerous kind of place?
Well, generally, it's like accidents. We've had people fall off the ridges, or like horse accidents, things like that. But there's never been any danger from like the wildlife or.
Had to pull your gun on anybody like before?
Not yet. Hope I
know. Not yet.
All right, we got callers.
Yes, we do. We have
arm up.
Jason in Benton.
Hey, Jason, what's up?
Hey, just a quick call, David. Talking about this Nebo thing, and you're right, Nemo's 20,000 leagues. You probably remember Mount Nebo. I don't remember the exact specifics. That's some type of biblical reference, so you might have remembered that from a Sunday school
day. That's what it is. Nebo, so, that's what it is.
Yeah, David.
So it's in the Bible, you forgot, and you still go, uh-huh.
That's what I said, but you convinced me it was something other.
Well, no, you were going the Nemo route.
All right, guys, you have a good day.
Hey, thank you very much for clearing that up. Who else we got on there, big baby?
This is Michael in Cabot.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, got a quick question for you.
Yeah.
There was a quarterback from Wynn in 1966 that went to play for the Hogs. Played in the 69 Sugar Bowl Classic. Y'all have any idea who that is?
Played in the 69?
Sugar Bowl Classic, Arkansas against Georgia.
Played with Bruce then.
In the 69 Sugar Bowl Classic, it was Montgomery
and Ole Miss, right?
Archie Manning.
No, this quarterback come out of Wynn. He didn't play quarterback.
Did he start?
He was in the secondary when he went to the Razorbacks. His name's Bobby Owens.
Okay.
Tommy, do you know that?
Oh, you knew the answer to the question.
You were just making a mess look stupid.
It's my dad. It's my dad. I'm from Wynn, but I live in Cabot. I'm your neighbor.
Oh, okay. Fantastic.
How about that, Tommy?
Well, very good.
Right there in my own backyard.
So you've been up here before, Mr. Owen?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Owen. O-W-E-N-S. Yeah.
Get it right, Roger.
I wrote it down. I said it correctly.
I was gonna. I was gonna ask. There's 69. This the Sugar Bowl. Yeah, that's one we lost to Ole Miss, right?
Yep. No, actually, the 69 Sugar Bowl they won 16-2. 70 Sugar Bowl they lost to.
That's right.
Ole Miss 27-22.
All right. Appreciate the call.
Archie Manning, Bill Montgomery, Chuck Dykes, that bunch.
What did you think of the Razorbacks, Jesse, when you were playing at Ole Miss? What was your thoughts?
Well, they were from Southwest.
Yeah.
You think?
We didn't see them much. Well, we didn't think much.
What years were yours again at Ole Miss? What years?
65, 66.
So you had to look at us and say, Arkansas, pretty darn good program back then.
Y'all in Texas? They were the two.
Yeah, the two schools.
That was all out of Southwest. That was all. Every once in a while, SMU or somebody would jump up there, but not for long. Got any more calls?
Larry in Pine Bluff.
Larry in Pine Bluff, how are you?
Hey, guys, what's going on? I got to get a
high five.
There's
our buddy.
Hey, there he is.
A mouth to self. I got to give a high five to Roger. He reminds me of me a lot of ways. He probably
yeah, me too.
He's probably got the first dollar ever made, keeps money in, hidden in walls. But I want to ask you a question, Roger. Do you dry your paper towels after you get through using with the paper towel? I mean with a hair dryer?
No. I hang them over the sink.
Oh, okay. Well,
and the faucet.
Man, you're doing a great job. I know I come down on you sometimes, but.
No, you don't, Larry. Listen, you're a good. What are you, nuts? Come on. We love
you.
Yeah, we
appreciate
you.
I ain't wrapped real tight. The elevator don't go to the top floor, so I'm going to let y'all go. And, Baz, y'all have a good time up there and take care of Tommy and RJ.
Thanks.
Well, we're doing it, Larry. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Larry.
Okay. I will say you're.
Could you some of your pizza right now, Larry?
Your golf is great, and your bugs are big here, too, by the way. Boy, they can lay some bites on you.
It's the only place.
I had to fight some last night.
You could hear a bug zapper just going off if we had. But you know what? The back porch with the ceiling fan, it's so screened in. You just go out there, smoke a cigarette, just sit there and just, you know, look at nature, call the bears. Give me that turkey call, Baz.
Call the bears.
That's it. That's it. What'd you do with the deer call? What was the deer call?
Hey, deer.
No, you
went. Hey, deer.
You went.
I don't think I did that.
You screeched.
How'd you call the turkey?
Thank you, Vicky.
I bet you can't look at him when he does that.
Here you go.
Not bad.
Gobble, gobble.
Yeah, you do that real good. Do that gobble, gobble again. You do that.
No, I'm not. It's a setup.
Now you're mocking turkeys.
I'm not mocking turkeys.
Boy, the number of people you've mocked in the past 24 hours.
That is, you are so when the good.
When the tapes come out and people heard what you and Basil were doing in the back of that van and the slavery issue. And of making fun
Vicky
of the black man.
These
Dude,
guys.
Not even
They're
believe.
So
we got it on tape.
You know what?
It's on tape, and it'll be on the air tomorrow.
Thank
well,
you.
When management finds out y'all stuck us and locked us in the back of that
First off, wait, no. First off,
when
I
management
asked
finds out that you told us to
who
get
wasn't sitting in the back before we left. You had the option of Tommy said he'd drive.
Listen, y'all forced us going to the back.
Yeah, you did. RJ, you should be ashamed of yourself.
This guy's going, I can't even play golf. Who are these Yahoos over here?
Yeah, do I get my gift basket?
I think Yahoo's appropriate word.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be Yahooing back in just a couple of minutes with you guys.
Yeah.